We're joined now by former Knoxville tennis player Jocelyn McKeever, currently on the women's tennis team at Cornell College in Mount Vernon. Jocelyn, good to catch up with you on this day.
Yeah, it's good to catch up with you.
Well, let's talk about how things are going. And I guess we need to preface this. You're kind of on the injured list now. You started off playing some matches, but unfortunately, you had a season-ending injury. So how is that going with the rehab and everything?
Well, as an athlete, tearing your ACL is not the best outcome. It's not really what you look for. But I was really enjoying my season. I was obviously pretty bummed. I was getting really close with my team, and I thought I was improving really well. But just a minor setback, I've gotten into my rehab. I think I'm making pretty good progress, and I'm set to be able to play again in the spring. So that's really exciting for me.
Well, let's talk about, you know, when you were playing, you've essentially are 2-2, you know, in your matches. What was your thought going in, especially that first match on another stage and, you know, playing against another player who probably was the number one at her high school as well?
I was very nervous. I will be honest. I was very nervous. We had our first match, we had traveled pretty far. And I was watching some really good girls play. I was playing at the number five spot for my first collegiate match, and that was very exciting, but I was anxious. But I thought I did really well. I played with a girl who was pretty well by exact level, and we went back and forth, and I think I did pretty well. And then the matches following, I think I held my ground. I played some really tough girls, but I always gave my best effort, and I think my coach was pretty happy with my performance.
Obviously, you know, playing on the collegiate level, it's, you know, maybe, you know, the term bigger, faster, stronger. What kind of things did you notice immediately when you stepped out on the court, even in practice, as, you know, you were getting ready for your season this year?
It's a lot more about consistency. It's not about how hard you can hit the ball. It's about consistency and who can keep it in longest. It's not about hitting winners. It's just about moving your opponent around.
And, you know, how much of an adjustment was that? Because I know when you were in high school, it was, okay, if I can just smash this thing back at this girl, she's probably not going to be able to return it. Obviously, you can't do that on the college level. You got to get them to move around and maybe place the ball a little bit more than you did when you were in high school.
Yeah. The first couple of weeks was all about footwork. I had to learn how to move. And I had to learn how to be faster than my opponent. And luckily, I was able to pick that up pretty fast. But it was an adjustment for sure. I went from kind of just being able to hit it back in high school to actually having to work my butt off and run for the ball and then make sure that I'm running the other person too. So it was an adjustment, but I'm pretty happy with how I adjusted.
How much of what you learned in high school can you take and apply to college, or is it just a completely different thing and everything you learned in high school gets thrown out the window?
No, everything I learned in high school has led up to this moment. I learned mechanics and skill, and I learned how to read the court and just how to be an intelligent tennis player, and I'm now just building off of that.
I know you had a few doubles matches as well. You know, how is that trying to get, you know, used to a new partner? I know you kind of had the same partner at least the last couple of years in high school. Now it's a completely new partner and trying to get what she is doing and try to get on the same page.
The few matches that I did get to play doubles, we were still kind of working out the kinks with our partners, but I think it went pretty well. Doubles is kind of my forte. I love doubles. And so just being able to play it was exciting for me. I think it's just you kind of have to build a bond with each of your partners. And it's something that you have to continually work on. But I was pleasantly surprised with how easy it was to adjust.
And when you have that, and I noticed you had two different partners, one and then another one the last two matches, was that just the coach trying to figure out, okay, who can best fit with which one? Is that kind of the way that they were trying to figure that out?
Yep, it's just working out the kinks, seeing how you can compromise for a player's strengths and weaknesses and just seeing who complements each other best.
Well, I know with usually I would ask, okay, what are you going to work on in the off season? But your off season is going to be very different. You're going to be rehabbing your injury. I guess tell us about how that injury happened. Was it during practice, during a match? How that come about?
It was during a doubles match. It was our first home meet, and I tripped on the court and planted my leg wrong, and then just blew out my knee.
What kind of rehab are you going through, and you mentioned it's going pretty well. What kind of rehab are you doing right now with that?
Right now, I go to physical therapy about 3 times a week. It's just working on range of motion and getting the strength back in my muscles. A lot of it's very repetitive, but it's all about just getting back into the swing of things. It's you start small, you start walking, and then you can start running, and then you can start jumping, and it's just the small things at first.
And you mentioned that you might be able to come back by the spring portion of the season. What's that kind of like playing competitive tennis in the spring, or in the fall when you were used to your competitive seasons being in the spring through high school?
It's going to be a lot different. Our spring season is mainly indoors in college, so that'll be a big change. I've never played indoor tennis really. I'm looking forward to that. But the fall season was, I liked it a lot. It was the weather was a little bit more compliant for tennis. It was very hot though. But I liked it. It was a nice change.
And got to ask, how are things going on the academic side? I know you were, I think you said going into the trying to go into somewhere in the medical field for your studying.
Yeah. So Cornell does the block program, and I take one class at a time instead of five in a semester. I'm really loving it. I've kept up with my academics, I'd say, pretty well. I'm proud of my performance. I think my professors and my parents are proud of my performance. And I've loved it. I loved everything about college so far. I couldn't be happier.
Jocelyn, good to catch up with you. And too bad your injury kind of derailed things this fall, but best luck in rehab, and look forward to possibly seeing you back on the courts this spring.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you keeping up with me.